Yom Daf Mem Vav Omed Aleph. Let us go to the next Gemara. Three lines from the top of the Omed. We had learned about the Ben HaProshais, but the Mekoymes and the Shedra that branches out, and there's three Mekoymes of the Ben HaProshais. And Shmuel Heva Memre Ad Achas Reifa Shlishes Ksheira Shniya Eine Yedeya, and the Gemara was Mepalpo if Ad V'Ad Bechlal Ad V'Loy Ad Bechlal. And if you say Ad V'Loy Ad Bechlal, what the din the Pip Rosha, what Halacha does that have? Does that have a din of the Beina Proshes, or it's considered before the Beina Proshes? Now, on the third line, Boy Rav Yirmiya, Intim Shaloyma Ad Ba'ad Bechlau. If we will say Ad Ba'ad Bechlau, so what is the din? Prosha Atma Mal. What is the din with the Prosha? That means, till now we were discussing the Chuta Shedre, and the Chut HaShedra has, the Psikis Chut HaShedra, let's say if you hold Ad Va'ad Bechlau. So from the first Prosha to the second Prosha, the halacha is that it's Ad Va'ad Bechlau, so it is Treife. It is Vati Treife. So now the Shaila is, Prosha Atmo Mahu. What is the din if the Chut HaShedra was Shalem, but the Prosha was Nifsak? What din is it? Let us see Rashi. The Intim Shaloyma Ad V'Ad Bechlal, Leka L'Midi B'Tia Prosha Midi. Then there's no Shaila B'Tia Prosha, the beginning of when it starts branching out. The Vade Treife, then it's Ich Treife. If you hold Ad Vad Bechlau, then Filo Chut Shekeneged Hefzik Shebein Shnei Pitzulim Treife. The Chut that is between the two Pitzulim is Treife. The Chosh Kem Pi Pitzul Orishain, so the pair of the, when it starts branching out, is Ich Treife, no Shaila. Elohochi Komi Boili, this Shaila I have. Nivsak ha-pitzol atmoi, what is if the chelek that branches out, minachut mau, what thing does that have? U'batrosha rishaynekoi, he's talking about the first prosha, and we hold ad va'ad bechlau, so the whole chut ha-shedra of the first prosha, if it's nivsak, it's vadei treiper, but what if the chut ha-shedra is shalem? No, the Prosha became Nifsak. What is the halacha? That was the boy Rabbi Yirmiya. That was boy Rabbi Yirmiya. Prosha Atma Mal. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a baraisa, a Prosha Tiden Kebosa. That the Prosha, that which branches out from the Chut HaShedra, does not have a din of Chut HaShedra, it has a din of Bosa. So Stamazoi Bosor is Nifsak, so it's not Matref the Bay. So the Gemara says, my love, Prosha Rishayna Shniya. It's talking about the Prosha Rishayna. And so Memele, which is Vadai Treife, if it's Vadai Treife, or if we hold Ad Vulei Ad Bechlal, the Sofik Treife, or Shniya. And the Shniya is also Eine Yedeya. So it seems that that's what the Baraita is coming to tell us, that even though the Chut HaShedra is either Vadai Treife or Eine Yedeya, if it's Treife or not, but the Prosha is Kareya Kibosa. So it seems it's coming to tell us that the Prosha is like Bosa. So the Gemara says, Lo Yishlishis, it's talking about the third Prosha. So the third Prosha, so just like the Chut HaShedra of the third Prosha is kosher, so who had been the Prosha of the third Shedra is kosher. That's what it's telling us. Let us see Rashi, Tidin Kem Boso. It is the din of Boso. She'im Nifsa Kapitzel Kshela. Ochi Garsini, my lab, Rishayno Shnia. That the Pitzel Rishayno Shnia is the din of Boso. The Gemara says, Lois Lishi, my lab, Pitzel Rishayn. Ba'af al gav dechut shel acher adayim bechal treifet. Even though the chutcha al acher is vaday treif, if you hold ad vaad bechlau, oi bechlau sofik, or if you hold ad v'loy ad bechlau, so the chut is a din of sofik treifet, so it's a oi bechlau sofiku, bechein sheini, afal pikein, the pitzel is a din of basa, and the Gemara says no, and to Mamela, you can't be patient the Shiloh. Gemara, let us go further, and we'll see if we have time to go back to there's another Lashon in Rashi, to say Pshat na Gemara, but Gemara, let us go further. Ba'aifa. Now, how far does the chut ha-shedra go by an oif? Now, let us just see the Sichas Chulin. Sichas Chulin is Daf Kuf Peches. We see Kuf Peches. Let us look at the picture on the right. So we see in the oif, we see the moyach, from the moyach comes out the chut ha-shedre, and the chut ha-shedre goes down most of the oif. Hemshe chut ha-shedre, it's after the tlois, after the ribs. So the Gemara, for some reason, knew that by an oif, the chiyut of the chut ha-shedra does not go as far down as it goes by him. It goes to the rechayim, goes by the hind legs of the behemoth. By an oif, the Gemara knew the chiyut of the chut ha-shedra does not go so far. So the Gemara declares, to where does the chiyus of the chut ha-shedra go by a knife? Rabbi Yanai oimer ad lemato mino agapayim, leshlokish omar ad bein agapayim. Till the bein agapayim. Now let us see Rashi. Ad lemato, miknofo havekoyach chut ha-shedra dilei. Ulei shlokish ad keneged bein agapayim besulay. Now, let us just look at the first picture on the right. We will see that there's a bone of the kanaf, of the wings of the chicken. And there's three chalokim to this bone. The first chalik is attached to the roof of the chicken, mokim chiba begoof, we have on the picture on the right. Then we have a double bone, and then we have small bones coming out. Now, mokim chibure begoof, so we have a machlokes, rabiane oimer ad lemato min agapai. So, ad lamata min agapai means where this bone ends, that means till ad lamata, till with, that means underneath this bone, chut ha-shedra is a snifsak et streifa. But lamata min ad lamata min agapayim, but that was underneath agapayim, but right after that, when this bone ends, and the chut ha-shedra will be nifsak, so it is kosher. That is ad lamata megapayim. And that Rabbi Yannai and Reish Lakish says ad bein agapayim. So ad bein agapayim means where it starts. Till ad bein agapayim besuloi. And it means so where the konar starts, till there the chut hashedre, the psikas hachut is treiva, and from there it's not treiva anymore. That is the poshut pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Taisvis. Lamata min agapayim, yesh leistapek, im lamata mimokim chiburam beguf kama. Does it mean lamata mimokim chiburam beguf kama? Im lamata mimokim shesheich vois al haguf, ahaino lamata misoif etzem shel konof amechubar beguf. Now, what is the suffix of Taisvitz? Let us look at the second picture. Let us look at the picture on the left. Now, we have here a bone that is, this is the mokim achibur shalat, the mokim chiburam beguf. That's one chalik. Now, if we will take down this bone, when the oif is resting, and bring it down to the guf, when this bone will be shoychev al haguf, so that is the suffix of Taisvis. Maybe ad bein agapayim, nad lamata min agapayim, does not mean the mokim hachibur agapayim, but it means the mokim when the agapayim are sheichev al haguf. So again, we have over here an ad bein shivas agapayim, that means where it starts being sheichev al haguf, where this bone starts being sheichev al haguf, and ad lamata min agapayim means after the mokim hachibur. So we have another area, a further down area, that the Chut HaShedre, that's the Taisa says, a Gewaldike Chumre. Gewaldike Chumre, that till there is Vadai Treife. Yeah. That's the Gemara item. Oma ule ava kaim no kami de ben pozi, aise le kami oife, was standing in front of Ben Pozi, Va'aisi l'kama oife, U'bodak ad bein agapayim. And was bodak ad bein agapayim, that means, till where it starts the knafayim, either a sheichem leitaisa starts being sheichem, or is there the chibah to the guf. But she was bodak, and it seems there the chut ha-shedra was sholi. V'sholach lay the beinasiya. Then all of a sudden, from the nasi, they called him. V'kom v'ozal. So he left. He was waiting till the bein agapayim. And then they called him, and he left. V'lo yadane. And I don't know, imishum v'loitoch l'mifdok tvei. Maybe the reason he left was because he don't want to be waiting further. If till bein agapayim is sholim, so it's not right. He mishum covered nasi, or maybe it was because the covered of the nasi. That is why he didn't. That's why he left. He got the break could be his second break, but he didn't have a chance to finish his bedika. B'sholchu lei devei nasi, sholchu b'shvilei sheyei lechetzlo. Zok the Gemara weiter. Nitla hakovet. It says in the Mishnah, Nikla HaKoved, if the Koved was taken away, when Yishtayet HaMenuklum, and nothing was left over,
So the din is its place. Nothing of the Bsar HaKoved was left over. So the din is that its place. Honishtayre menu klum, but it would seem from the Mishnah if something was left over, the whole Koved was not removed. Sheiret kosher. Aval gavdoi havi kizayis, even though that which was left over from the Koved is not a kizayis. Pasnan, we learned another Mishnah for them. Mitel HaKovid, the Nishtayich men the Kizayis Ksheya. And you have to have that it's left over Kizayis. Omar Rav Yosef Loi Kashe. O Rav Chiye, O Rav Shimon Barevi. But, it's a machlokes tanoim, if you need a Kizayis, or if you don't need a Kizayis. He heard the Rav Chiye Zorik Lo, Shimon Bar Rebbe, Matvolo, Simonech, Ashirin, Bekamtsen. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Zorik lo lebeima. Sheloi nishtai bo kizayis min hakovet. Tekosova treifo. Aisis Rav Chiye threw away the behemoth to the Zogla behemoth, Shloin Yishtaibok and Zayis in the Kofit. The Ksova Treife, he holds it Treife. So he threw the behemoth. Matlo lo oichlo. He used to eat it. Chol macholo yidei tibu choymet. That means the Gemara wants to say when it was Nishtayer, Emenu, Koshu, what did they do? Either with the Kobe, either with the whole Behemoth. So, Rav Chiye, Zoreklo, Rav Chiye threw it away. If the Behemoth are not famous, he blew it by Al Kaponim. He threw it away, and Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi ate it. So why does it say matvo? No, Rashi says oichlo b'chol macholo na'idei tibul choymetz oicharoses kach shemati. So in other words, that when they ate it, they ate a choshev achila, made a choshev achila, so that was through tibul. Rav Chiye holds that it's treif, and Rav Shimon holds that it's kosher, and he used to eat it, he threw it away in the air. Kach shemati, avon nire de'inai, but Rashi says, I don't like this pshat. The be'isa ve'heter, if the machlekes was, is it osa or mutter, torich avi, torich o machsher avi shaych lemisni. That means that speaking a very cryptic language, he ate it, he threw it away. What's that? Why did he throw it away? Because he holds it straight. He ate it because he holds it kosher. But why are you talking around about? Say, he said it was straight and he said it was kosher. Umisavre dohochi koma. Rav Chiye zorik lo lekovet shel behemet. So called behemoth. Rav Chiye threw away the covet of all the behemoths. Lehoya oichloi. He never ate the liver. Rehabi choshevloi. Because the liver wasn't choshev to him. The mailer will see it's not basa. So he threw it away. Threw it away. Basa you eat. Eichel basa, but this is not basa. So he didn't eat it. He threw it away. Rav Shimon matvelei. Rav Shimon used to eat it. Why? The half of God, the lot boso, even though it's not boso, kochale mishum briusa. He ate it because it's healthy. Because sova nishama tluyaboy. Because he held that this is the chiyus of the animal is dependent in the liver. So it's a healthy organ. To the time alone, Kol nefesh, meshiv nefesh. That means if
in the animal you have an organ that gives chiyas to the animal, so if a person will eat from this organ, he'll also get chiyas.
Chidamrinin, ha-reite she-yavri, chaytach kizayis boso, kaidem she-taytze nafsha. So that means if a person wants to derive the chiyas from the meat of the behemoth, is he should chaytach kizayis boso, kaidem she-taytze nafsha, after the shechita, so this is a very healthy piece of meat. Hilkach, im loy nishtaye kizayis, lahalais arucham, sheyarze liyirape treifa. Ula rabchiye, loy boi kidei lahalais arucha, ala shiyure pute, Mokin Talya de Mora, Vishiyure be Mokin Mora be Inon Kidlekama.
Now, let us just say over what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying a very interesting explanation over here. Rashi says there was a machlokes. If you ate the liver, Rabchiya never ate the liver. And Rav Shimon Barabi ate the liver. Now, what was the reason of the different anachis? Rav Chiya held the liver doesn't have a cheshivis. It's not boso. Interesting, it's not boso. Rashi says, "Kol Rav Shimon da'afa gam the lav boso habe." It's more like a Rashi. So that means that there's a mitzvah to have boso and yom to be not yet with liver. Liver is not boso. Boso is something else. Not boso. So, Rav Chiya held, there's an onion to eat boso. This is not boso, there's no onion to eat it. Rav Shimon held, even though it's not boso, but since this gives chiyas to the behemoth, the chiyas of the behemoth is dependent on this organ, so memele, it's a healthy machel. It gives chiyas to the oichel also, even though it's not boso. Rav Chiya held, it doesn't give chiyas. It doesn't give chiyas at all to the behemoth. It's not an organ that it's not an organ that the behemoth needs to exist. It can live without a covet. That's what Rav Chiya held. So Mamele, so Rashi says that the Gemara is Amoradike, so that's Pshat Mamele. The next Mishnah that says you need a Kizayis, a Gavuche, the Sichas Chulan, and I saw the Tamunai Chol, I think, brings down. If there's left a Kizayis, it's Mala Arucha. Mala Rucha means that it grows back. It grows back. A liver that is left, a kizayis on the liver, the liver will grow back. And he brings down this Chazal knew that they found this out less than the Western scientists found this out that a liver can grow back. But Chazal knew this. Chazal knew this thousands of years before that. Al Koponim, so the Mishnah says further, if there was left a kizayis of liver left over in the behemoth, so memele, this kizayis can grow back to be a full liver, so the behemoth isn't treifa, because it has a liver. And the behemoth, that it means a liver is an organ that a behemoth needs, and if it has a kizayis, it still has its liver, because the liver will grow back. And this was Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, who ate liver, because this is just like they give chiyas to the behemah, gives chiyas to the oichel. Rav Chiya held it doesn't give chiyas. It doesn't give chiyas. So memele, so theoretically, after the whole liver was taken out, it's also not a treif. But there's another problem. There's a problem, the mara is attached to the liver. And if you'll take out the liver, so you won't have a mara also. A mara a behemoth. A mara behemoth. So memele, so that's why you need a mashu b'mokim chibur a mara. So that's why you need a mashu. Not any mashu. Well, see, lady, you need a mashu b'mokim chibur a mara. So that's our Mishnah. And the next Mishnah holds that because you need a kizayis. Let's see again the Loshna Brashi. This is the Mashmois of Brashi.
L'abchiyah loy boy kdei l'halis haruche. You need a kiss. That means if you need the liver for the existence of the behemoth, so you need, there has to be a kezayis left, and from a kezayis, it will be able to regrow. L'halis haruche, she has to be rapid. You don't need b'chlal that the behemoth should have this liver. A little bit has to be left over. Which little bit? Makayim tliya the mara. The place where the mara is attached to the liver. You need a shiur b'makayim mara. So, we have over here maybe a few pictures. The Peites and the Sichas Chumen, we see the liver is attached to the Kloya Yemonis, that's on the left side, and the Mora is attached on the other side of the liver. And that's L'chayre Pshat M'Rashi. And this is L'chayre, I found the Nemes L'Yakev. Rav Yankev says that this is Pshat M'Rashi. Fine. So I had two Ha'orahs. One Ha'orah I had, Nemes L'Yakev, this he said, that's Pshat M'Rashi. I mean, Kamat Rashi says it, that you don't need the liver, and that's Rashi said, you don't need the liver, you need the mother. So that's why it's irrelevant if the liver will grow back again. I don't need the liver. All I need is the mara. In the beginning of the Perek, Nemes L'Yakev, Tosfos in the beginning of Eilut Treifos is a pupil of Nitul Hamora. If it's treif or not. So Tosfos says Nitul Hamora is treif. So Rabbi Yankim says over there, that what Tosfos delves on Nitul Hamora, because there's Rishonim that hold Nitul HaMor is kosher. Nitul HaMor is kosher. That's it. This is going to be Mavar that this is also the prayer. Now he brings down one of the Rishonim that hold Nitul HaMor is kosher is Rashi. Beis Yosef brings down that Rashi sheeted Nitul HaMor is kosher. So then I don't understand this Rashi. I mean, in that group, Rabbi Yankim says, Pshat, this Rashi over here on this Rashi, he says, the lechayre mashma merashi, the man di amakosho lehava treifes the covet ala mishamora. That you need the covet, not out the covet, no out there's no mora. And here Rashi holds you don't need bechlala mora. That's one ha'orev. I hear another ha'orev, al kal kaponim, this it seems we have a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Tosfos really asked this kasha. Tosfos says, in the beginning of Eilut Treifos, Tosfos says that Nitul Hamora is treif. So Tosfos says, Akasha, so why does it have to say that Nitul HaKovit is treif? If Nitul Hamora is treif, so first say, so Nitul HaKovit is treif because you don't have your mora. So Tosfos says, no. You could have a mora, the nishar hamora dvuki begidei hakovid vasimpoyim. So Tosfos says that you could have, there's the besar hakovid and there's the gidei hakovid. So Tosfos says the whole kovid could be removed, the mora could still be in the behemoth because it's attached to the gidei hakovid. But the besar hakovid was taken away. So Tosfos says, klar, that Nitul HaKovid means the Besar HaKovid, and the Chivor of the Moro is not dependent in the Besar HaKovid, but dependent in the Gidei HaKovid. So Tosfos says, if you took away the whole Kovid, if there wouldn't be a Tarfus of Nitul HaKovid, it would be kosher of the Moro, because the Moro is still there. And Rabbi Yankev is Medayik from this Tosfos, that the Gidei HaKovid is not called Kovid. Because they says that's the tavus of covet. I nishtar menu koshu, because you have the gidei covet. The gidei covet is not called covet. The gidei covet is gidei covet. The covet is the covet. Al kaponim, from this Rashi we see not like Tosfos. From Rashi we see you can't take away the covet
because you need that the mother has to be, the mother has to be around. That's what Rashi says. So Vaisdois, the mother has to be attached to the covet, not to the Gidea covet, or the Gidea covet also is a din covet. So the Gemara says a simon to this is, Ashirin Mekamtsin. Ashirin Mekamtsin, Rab Shimon ben Rabbi Benoi Shal Nosiyoi, he was Rabbi's son. Mekamtsin Losh Natsra. So for character, this is the, that means Rab Chiya threw away the liver, and for character, and I don't know who was the one that ate the liver, that was Rab Shimon, the son of Rabbi, and then, he was the son of the Nosi. Ahu Pumusa the Osa La Pumpadisa. There was a Pumusa Rashi says, Chaya La Shiltai. So they came to Pumpadisa. A bit of a Zach. Oku Rabbe the Rabbi Yosef. So they ran away. Rabbi didn't want to be around when the Pumas was there. So they ran away. Poga Bohu Rabbe Zaira. So Rab Zeire met them. So Rab Zeire told them, Hashtik Teire, Amalohu Arikoi, he told them, the those who ran away. Because in Taisvis, he didn't run away. Rab Zeire had pulled. So he wasn't afraid of the Chayil, of the shooting, but they were the ones that ran away. So he told them, Arukoi, You who run away, let me tell you, Kzayish Sha'omru B'moke Mora. I hold that the Kzayish, I mean, the next Mishnah that says that there has to be a Kzayish left over, Kzayish Sha'omru B'moke Mora. The Kzayish has to be in the liver where the mother is attached. Rabbi Barav Omar b'mokem shehichaya. It has to be attached in the place where it gets chiyus. Now let us see Rashi where the liver gets its chiyus from. Let us see what Rashi says. Arukoi. Gmiru minoi hamilse. Learn from me this thing. That means they're running away. And before you go, you should say the lederach. You should have what to talk about. Kizayi sha'amru b'moki mori yeh. That has to be b'moki mori. And Rav Ade Barav said b'moki mshichai. Sha'akovit chaya misham. And now we'll see there are two pshotim. What does that mean? Ahainu makam tliyoso, where the covet is attached, shehi mu'uro udvuko tachas hakloyos ze niroli umetzosim. That means in one place the covet is attached. Let us look in, let's say, in page Kuptadik Aleph. Kuf Tzadik Aleph, the top picture, we have over there a dotted line. Now this dotted line is the covet that was removed. But Al Koponim, the covet, when the covet is in the behemoth, it is attached to the Kloya Yeminis. That's how it's attached to. Here we have on Kuf Peites, he has this already. Kloya and Kuf Peites, let us see the picture in Kuf Peites. So there we see the left-hand corner of the, on top of the covet, and Kuf Peites, it is attached to the kidney, to the Kloya Yemonis. So Memele, that's the Pshat, so there you need a Kezayis. You need a Kezayis, B'mokim Shechoya, where the covet gets its chiyus, the covet gets its chiyus from the cover gets its chiyus from the Kloya Yemonis. That's one pshat. Zeh nirali umetosi.
בישנה חינה בייסרס הכבד הדריש בלעז תהין תלפשן. Another lotion is that in the back of the covered the diaphragm here is on Kuf Tzad Gimel. The diaphragm is a muscle, and here we see very good, we see here there are mekaymes in the top picture, we have mekaymes in the covered which attach themselves, which would stick out of the covered, and this attaches them to this muscle. This is a muscle behind the covered that separates the lathe and the lungs, and that's in back of the covered, and the covered is attached to the diaphragm. So there's two mekaymes where it's attached to. And the shayla is, where does it derive its chiyus from the kloyus or from the diaphragm? Palpishakov. Now, agavuche, from this gemara, we see lechayra. I mean, Rashi said a merdeke. Rashi said a pshtik teira. Here we see that Rabbi Zeira held that you need a kizayis b'makay mare. That's what Rabbi Zeira held. Rabbi Zeira held a zayis b'makay mare. But the Maram said b'makay mshichoya. So we would see. Rashi said Rashi was just mavayr. If a kosher was good. So then it's b'mokei mora, out the mora. But here we see that there's another cheshbon. Rashi was toiler, the kosher, and this is tolling in this machlokes. This is Rashi's machlokes. Here we see there's a machlokes in Kesayis Gufa, that has to be b'mokei mora, or b'mokei mshichoya. I mean, if the cheshbon be out the mora, so why do you need a Kesayis? Let's see Tosfos. Arukoi Rabbi Zeira lo heye tzorich lebroyach ta'oviv gabay shal melechoya v'noad v'vuaso tleisushni. Rabbi Zeira's father was the tax collector of the melech for 13 years, and he was a very unpleasant tax collector, like this most tax collectors were, they took for themselves also. They went overboard, but Rabbi Zeira's father was very honest. To the Amma, the Peg Zaboyra, Chiyava Osi, Reish Naro Lemoso, when the Reish Naro came, he was the head there, and he came to the city, Chiyavi Chose Rabbonon, so when Rabbi Zeira's father told us, Chose Rabbonon, Amma Luleich Ami Boi Bachdorecha. The Rashi says, Amir Bekizach, he says, when he comes, like this, I tell him, there's not too many people living here in the Shtad. I mean, there's not too many taxes. You'll see all of the Rabbonim, they're here, so raise the taxes from the shtar. They told them that they should hide, but he should think there's only a small settlement with very few people living in the shtar. Hilkach be'inon. So let's go a little further. We didn't see the Gemara. Omar Rapope. Hilkach be'inan kizayis b'mokim moro. Be'inan kizayis b'mokim shichoy. Since we have a machlokes, we don't have a hachro how to paskin. So therefore, in order to be able to eat the behema, we need a kizayis b'mokim moro. A kizayis b'mokim shichoy. Hilkach be'inan kizayis b'mokim moro, o kizayis b'mokim shichoya, hochi taimolon, kide paskina la'el, aloche kidivrei ho'ima b'kizayis. So what does Tosfos mean to say?
I think Rabbi Yankel wants to say also with this Cheshbon, that if you learn a Kol Shehu, and Azichel wouldn't say you need both, because if you hold Kezayis, because then I hold Kezayis B'moki Mora, that's only because of the Mora, not because of the Kovet. So then, so both is like a Stira. If you need a Kezayis, so Kochoch, you need the Chiyas of the Kovet. So Memele, so that, so now we have a Shaila, you need the Kovet, you need a Kezayis of the Kovet. The Shaila is where does Kezayis have to be, B'mokim Mora or B'mokim with Choya. We skipped over another Loshen in Rashi. Let us try to understand this Loshen. We had here a whole sugya of Bein HaProshes, Pi HaProshes, Prosha Atma, and Rashi, they must go back to the Sichas Chumen. On page Kuf Pei Gimel. Perhaps before we see Rashi, we'll understand Rashi better by looking at picture 170 Gimel, and which will know the terminology. There's a second pshat, a whole different pshat, in Bein HaProshes, Prosha, in Pia Prosha. So let's just study this picture and then we'll see Rashi. It seems that let us try to look at this picture. Let's go to the left. Prosha Aleph, Boso Shebein Tzela Gedoilo L'Tzela Ktana Aleph. That means that as we look at this picture, we see there are, because perhaps it's one big bone, or it has a loche of three bones. These are where the top two tzlois are called tzlois gedolos. Then after these two tzlois gedolos, which are, and again we have to remember the Chut HaShemra goes through all these tzlois. After these two tzlois, Prosha Aleph, Prosha means Boso Shebein Tzela Gedoilo L'Tzela Ktana Aleph. So Prosha is, there's a piece of meat that separates the Tzela Gedoilo, that's the second Tzela from the top, and the Tzela Ktana Aleph. There's three Tzlois Ktanis. So the meat that separates these two Tzlois is called Prosha Aleph. This is Mavdol between the small tzela and the big tzela. Afterwards, let us look to the right side. Pi prosha aleph. Tchilas atzela shebeina prosha. This is the beginning of the tzela. Shebeina prosha. That means, as yet it didn't, it seems this tzela also goes out a little bit. This is before it goes out. This is the P aprosha. Then, Bein aprosha means this whole bone. Tzela ktana rishoyne shel aliyo. This is called Bein aprosha. In prosha beis, vosa, on the left side, hamafresh min tzela ktana aleph with tzela ktana beis. That means, so, prosha means the meat which is separating the bone. The bones are called Bein HaProshes, and the shame of the bones are because they're between the two separations of the meat. The meat separates each bone. So the meat is called the Prosha. The Pi Prosha is called the beginning of the beginning of where this bone starts, right after the meat. The whole bone area is called Bein HaProshes. Then we have meat again, that's called Boso, Amafrish, Bein Tzela Ktana Aleph, Tzela Ktana Beis. Then we have again Bein HaProshes, which is the bone. And then we have Parosha Gimel, which is meat. Then we have then Parosha, the bone, which is after the meat. And Pia Parosha. Now let us see Rashi. Says Rashi, Loshen Acher, Bein HaParosha, Hein Tzlois, Tanoish Shel Alya. The small bone, Parosha, who bosa hamatrish bein tzela letzela. Between each bone, there's bosa. That's called proshes. Pia proshes, that's the pia proshes, disclosure bein prosha la prosha, that's the pia proshes, the beginning when the tzela starts the starting, that's called pia proshes. Now Rashi is going to say over in the Gemara, according to this pshat, Gedi Shomein, now we had that Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchok wanted to find out from Rav Yehuda where the Bein HaProshes is. So he got him a Gedi Shomein Chai. It was not the way Rashi said. According to Rashi, the Proshes are like sinews in the Gidim, in the body. So Mamela, so it's talking about you shechted it, you had skinned it already. The Shabbos could still see these lines, the proshes. According to this pshat, the Bein HaProshes is a bony area that the Chut HaShedra goes through. We're talking about in this bony area. So it's not speaking about a geshocht in the behemoth, it's speaking about a live behemoth. But the Balai Venu wanted to show him this bone structure of the Bein HaProshes. So Memele is as follows. Is Gedi Shomein Chai, Bli Atvei, so this was a very fat Gedi, Atzlois Nibloim, Bein Nikorim Shuchai, when it's alive, you can't see, we have another picture over here, we'll turn the page and we'll see what we're talking about. Here we have on Kufpei Dalit. Again, we have here the picture. This is I'm looking at it from the side. We have here the Prosha Beis, Bein HaProshes Beis. You have the meat and the Bein HaProshes and Prosha Gimel, Bein HaProshes Gimel. We have this area, and the Chut HaShedra goes through. That's Petzia 171 Gimel. And now, Atzlois Nibloim Veinikorim Shehu Chai. That means we have to look at these bones that we're speaking about, and since the Gzi was very fat, so looking at the Behemoth Chai, you couldn't see these bones. These bones, there was a lot of fat that was separating from the bones to the skin, so you couldn't see anything. That's pshat. That was pshat. And now he showed him, then he got another Gedi, which was very thin, his Bliti Tvei. So Rashi says, let's look at the picture, 173 Gimel on Kuf Pei, that since it was very thin, so the skin was tight over all the Chuyais and the Tzlois, so there was a lot of bones over there that you couldn't differentiate, which are the bones of the Bein HaProshes. V'nivshat ha-bosa, v'akoyu doima l'tzoyz. V'chol loshin ze'eni nirali, Rashi says, I don't hold of this pshat, u'mipigoyin shemate, but I'm recording it because I heard it from a goy. Now Rashi is continuing further. Now, so we hear, Rashi is going to explain the Gemara according to this pshat. Ad achas, ad bein ha-prosha rishoyna, d'haino tzela rishoyna shel alyo, but we can look at the picture again of 171 Gimel. So that means till there, where the Prosha Aleph is, we have a picture of the Prosha Aleph. Or the Bein HaProsha Aleph. Adachas ad Bein HaProsha Rishoyna. The Hainu Tzela Rishoyna Shel Alya after the Bosa. That's called the Bein HaProsha. Reife im Nivsak Achut. Boi Rav Huna Ad Ba'ad Bechlau. Shim Nivsak Achut כנגע הצלו הראשון טריפו, עד ועד בכלל, דיונמי קוי בין שתי פרושס, תחות השדות between the two פרושס, פרושס מין the two חלקי הבוסו, which surround these three atomes, שיש הפריש בינוי לצלויס הגדולות, that's of יוד עד ועד בכלל, will all you say below yad bechlau, so that means till the meat, till the below yad bechlau, and therefore bechlau any day, the first cell is also any day. Be prosha, nivsak achut eitzel tchilas ha-etzem, nivsak achut eitzel ניסה קרודאית להתחיל את העצם, ולוי כנגדוי ממש, מי בהדי עצם חושב, אין ידי בהדי פרושה כמייסה חושב וטריפה, אין ידי, אין ידי בהדי פרושה כמייסה חושב וטריפה, ולוי נהיר את עובדי מן הפרושי, ולוי מבין הפרושה. Now let us look at the Kuf Pei Vav, in picture 176 Gimel. Now he explains, now we have in the picture in front of us. We have in the Chutzah Shedr going all the way down. Prosha Aleph, it's the Bosa HaMafrish Beitelek Belish HaMetam Betelek HaMadishani. This is the Prosha. Now, Nivsa Kachut Eitzel Tchilas HaEtzem. Tchilas HaEtzem, if we look where the Psak is, this is really before this starts jutting out. That means it's the cella just out a little bit. This was before it shuts out. V'loy k'negdoi mamish. It's not over here. Look at the arrow on the right side. V'loy k'negdoi mamish. After the bone jutted out, it's before the bone jutted out. So the shaila is, does this have a din? Does this have a din of the prosha? And it is not. It is straight, how they say. Or does this have a din of Beina Proshes? That's a very, any idea. That was the Shaila. So let us see, let us again see the Lashon of Rashi. Pi Prosha. Nivsa kachut eitzel tchila sa'etzem, v'loi ki negdei mamish, ma'i, ba'adi etzem choshiv, is this considered like the whole etzem? V'eini idea, oi ba'adi prosha kamaisa choshiv, this who is the Shaykhis with the Prosha Kamaisa, which was the boss of the Trefe. So Rashi says, V'loi Nihir, I don't like the Shaila. So V'adi Min HaProsha, V'loi Mi Bein HaProsha. That means that Thomas didn't start yet. They start when they start extending out. That's called the Bein HaProsha. But before they start extending out, it's called the area of the Prosha. Prosha Atma. Now, the Zendig Mokla the Shaila Prosha Atma, Nivsa Kachut, Kinege Prosha Shniya. Boso Shebein Tzelo Rishen Lishen. The Boso that's between the first cell and the second. So, Ma'al Bahadi Rishen Shadina Lei, if you're Ad Ba'ad Bechlau, or Treifa, a Boso Tzelo Shen, Shadina Lei Beini Yidei. Tidoin Ke Boso, Im Nivsa Kachut Kinege Doi is a Din of Boso, it's a little mother that's called Tidain Kebosso. I mean, L'chair, it's either Rabbi Treif or Sophic Treif. I don't know what's the chat Tidain Kebosso. But I don't understand. But let's say, Rashi, Nivsa Kachut Kenegdai. L'ay, Lishni Goris, my love, Prosha Shniye. And we're talking about the Prosha Rishayne Zichar is Vadai Treif. Prosh Hashem is Vadei Treif. The whole Shail is on the Prosh Hashem. My love, Prosh Hashem. If you go in Acher Shemati, a third shot, Prosh Atmoi Nishbar Hatzela Atmoi, and this is the picture, then there's other types in Akuk Pei Zayin on 178 Gimel, and it's that the bone is called the Prosh, and there's a whole new shot over there. Lashon Moiri Arishin Hogim Shog Matosu Educhas Kedoyles Mahu Ika.